Welcome to the Lawn Care Together podcast, a podcast for new or experienced lawn care professionals looking for lawn care, business, or life tips. This podcast is brought to you by Blades LLC owner Alex Counterman so that we can learn together. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to the Lawn Care Together podcast. Thanks for joining us on today's show. And if you're new here, I would like to say you are joining at just the right time. I'm going to talk about a lot of things going on in my business in the next month or so. And I'm really going to get down to maybe a little bit in the numbers, but the nitty-gritty of we're purchasing some equipment, we're getting new things. I know everyone likes to talk about equipment, so it's going to be a couple fun podcasts here going forward. But I really want to shine some light on the fact that the behind the scenes is, I don't want to say difficult, but it's definitely stressful. There's a lot of things going on that you really have to analyze, you have to break down, you have to think about, and it's not clean cut dry. Let's go out and like spend, it's $27,000. I'll just lay that out there. $27,000, or we get a fleet discount. So if I buy two mowers, it's $25,500. That's a big number for a second year business. And that's what we're getting hit with. So, you know, listening to the podcast, and if you're interested in talking about equipment, that's what we're going to get into here. Real quick, before we get started, I just want to take a quick break. If you're new here, you can you're going to hear the socials and a couple other things, and then we're going to get right back into the show. Sorry to interrupt the show, but we just wanted to take a quick break to thank you for taking the time to listen into today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe with notifications to receive an alert every time an episode is released. If you truly don't want to miss it, follow us at Blades LLC or The Lawn Care Together on Instagram. Now let's get back to the show. All right, so welcome back again. Thank you everybody for listening in today. And what we're going to talk about isn't something that maybe some of you guys 5 or 10 years in really care about, or maybe you just want to listen and see what's going on new in the business now or new in the industry right now. Because everybody obviously is seeing pricing go way up, all right? That's your pricing that you're going to have to put out to customers, and the prices that are, or the expenses you're going to incur on your business. Gas right now in Pennsylvania is hovering at $4.50 a gallon. It got up to almost, I think it was $4.70 for regular. This is just regular. So if you're driving diesel, God bless you. But we are definitely seeing it. It's going to take a toll on our business. I was doing the math the other day, and I think I totaled up. We used about 400 gallons of gas in just the equipment last year. And what ends up happening there is I think we spent about $1,200 or $1,280 last season in gas prices that were on the company. And what that is going to be this season for the same amount is pushing $2,000. But we're also increasing our, you know, the customers, or the amount of customers we're going to have this season. We're probably going to up the amount of machinery we're using. We're probably going to burn more gas with bigger engines, but we're going to increase our efficiencies. So there's going to be some evening out there. But ultimately, we're going to be upping it to a point where we're really spending more money on gas. We're going to be spending more money. We're going to have two trucks out there during the day for part of the year anyway. We're really going to see the effects on our business and how much these things are going to cost us. Just very simple gas. A lot of people are going to maybe make the jump to electric this year, and I'm excited to see what happens there. I'm not quite ready to make that jump. Some of the equipment I think would be awesome as electric. I think electric weed whackers, and depending on how much power they can get behind the blowers, the two most used simple things that I think can really be utilized every day would be those two. Now, when they get the mowers to the point, which they're close, they are very close, but right now they are just as expensive, if not more expensive. And when it comes down to charging them and everything like that, I just worry about having the capacity in an electric mower to meet up to the standards of a gas mower right now. Back to what we were saying, the prices that we're going to incur on the business are going to trickle down as an effect to how much we have to charge our customers. And that's what I want to talk about in another podcast, and I will save that one for the next one. But just know what I talked about in the last podcast, having to raise prices, it's been done. I'll tell you about it. You know, maybe I'll get a few more responses and give you a little bit more of the stats on how that's going, but it's been done. That's all I'm going to say. So we're talking equipment today. And the first thing I want to talk about is that the other day, my dad and I went to the dealer and I got that flashy number I just told you in the beginning of the podcast, $25,500. And that's with a fleet deal, getting $900 off of one mower and I think $1,300 off of another mower if we buy together. It might've been $500 and $900. Forgive me if I'm wrong there with the numbers. In terms of discount, it didn't really matter to me. It was the numbers that we got at the end of the day were roughly $25,500. So $25,500. We're looking to finance that through Sheffield Financial. I'm going to maybe document that and we'll talk about that as well. But these are the things you kind of have to do when you're early in business. You know, I don't have $25,000 laying around. I don't have $13,000 for one mower laying around right now to go out and do that. So really, I sat all week. This was last Monday I went, and now I'm recording this on Sunday, and I'm really thinking about it. I've boiled down the numbers. I see where I'm at. I see where I need to be and what I need to do to get there. And it really seems like I need these mowers. I need to increase my efficiencies. They're going to be way better than the residential mowers we have. And that's no knock to the Ahrens Icon XD. Great mower. If you're getting started in year one in business, maybe consider that. Go to Lowe's, check those out. Ahrens Icon XD, good mower. I'm not going to throw it under the bus as it's not going to hold up forever. But it's a decent option to get into business, residential, high residential, low commercial level mower right there. Really what you want though is something that is gonna be there for you to grow into. A good commercial mower, if you can afford it, or almost you can't afford to not have it, is gonna be where I'm going with this. But if you can afford it, say you need to just get the financing for it, you might need financing for either one. So why not just squeeze that little bit more out of the finance company and say, listen, you can finance me on $6,000 or you can finance me on $9,000 and I can get this higher commercial level Ferris mower, or which is Ferris is the one we were talking about or we're looking at getting, but it could be Skag. It could be Kubota. I don't care. But at the end of the day, get something that's going to work for you and work for you long term. Don't waste your money on something that you're going to grow out of in a year or you're going to be unhappy with, because you're going to be comparing yourself to the guy on the other mower or what you could have gotten out of the other mower. And if you're not that kind of, you know, other-minded where it's like the what ifs, if you're not a what if person, maybe try it. Maybe try the Ahrens Icon XD. I have a Simplicity belt driven zero turn. A Simplicity belt driven zero turn. People are going to laugh at that when they hear that, but we're rocking it and it works. And guess what? I'm getting it serviced here in the next few weeks and we're using it again. We're going to keep using it. It's going to be part of my business probably for the next few years because it was free. Why would I go out and spend money when I have a piece of equipment that is nothing but profit for me? So that's where I am on that mower. The Ahrens we had, we're paying on it, but we had it already before we went into business. That's why we started with that as well. We made the best with what we could do with the two mowers we had. And that's going to be key for any of you guys thinking about getting started or just getting started. If you only have a push mower, screw it. Use it. That's what you got. And go out there and make $600, $800 with that push mower. Add extra clients after that. And, you know, maybe you save that $600 or $800 and you beef up to a 36-inch push mower, or you can get one of those walk behinds, or maybe you just get a 30-inch push mower, a commercial grade. Now, obviously, those are going to cost you. It's not going to be $800. Maybe you can get one used, and that's probably going to be my recommendation. Hit up Facebook Marketplace and use that $800 that you got from the beginning from using your 23-inch push mower that you got at Lowe's or Home Depot. And grow your company. Grow your company. Put money back into it. That's what I'm noticing is what allows us to grow. And there's that little bit of hope. There's a lot of analyzing. And I mean, it's just planning. Now, we can go all the way back to episode one. And I don't want any of you to go back to episode one because it was a disaster. I didn't really know what I was doing yet. I couldn't really speak fluently. Not that I'm 100% fluent now, because this isn't the perfect podcast. I'm still learning. We're at episode 20, by the way. And I'm excited to say that I'm at episode 20 because that was a goal of mine for this year. Hit 20 episodes. I know, this is March and I was like 5 or 6 episodes in before the year started, but I could have easily just given up. And there's a couple weeks where I didn't get 2 podcasts out, and there's a couple weeks where I didn't get 1 podcast out in the beginning of this year, like beginning of 2022. But I had things going on in the background. I had plans. I was ordering the equipment to do the podcast correctly. I was learning and I was developing myself and my business. And that's what brings us here today. So we're going to roll it on back to some equipment talk, leaving the how to grow your business by scaling slowly and putting the time and effort in. We're going to go back to something that we just purchased, something that we actually have in our possession right now. You guys remember when I talked about a trailer with Chad in episode 17, and then I mentioned it again in episode 19? Well, we didn't get it. We didn't get the 7x16 anyway. The guy called us and he's like, listen, I have an 8x20. It just came in. It's going to be gone by the end of the night. Do you guys want it? And I told my dad, no, I do not want an 8x20. It is too big for us. It's 7 foot tall, which was phenomenal. We wanted 7 foot tall, 8 foot wide. That's pretty awesome. 20 foot long is a boat. Literally, like when I look at boats, I would want like a 19, 20 footer. Now, this thing is a monster. It is a tour bus. It is a tour bus. It looks like those fancy blacked out tour buses. And it's freaking sweet. So this thing is, I think it ran us $12,000 roughly. And some of you are going to be like, holy crap, I can't believe they spent $12,000. That's a new price. They're literally flying off the shelf. If we didn't pull the trigger when we pulled the trigger, 20 minutes later, somebody called and said they wanted this trailer. And luckily, we pulled the trigger. When I told my dad no, we still thought about it for a couple hours. And, you know, if we thought about it, like I said, 20 minutes longer, we wouldn't have gotten it. He sent it to me and he's like, here's the deal. I looked up a lot of stuff. These people said, you know, a 7x16 is pretty good. An 8x20 is great because you grow into it. You're not going to use up the space or overuse the space. And we're trying to put 2 mowers in there. We're going to need everything for a set of two, pretty much, of everything in there. And then maybe some spares. So we might have a 3rd weed whacker in there because you need the backup or something like that. Now, it's big. We're going to have to put the shelving in. We're going to have to put the hooks in. I'm looking at E-tracks. We're going to set this thing up right. And what we're really excited about is this awesome 20-foot trailer is our new shed. It's our way. It's our new marketing. It's going to have our name on the side of it. It's going to have our name on the back. It's going to have our services on it. It's going to have our phone number on it. People are going to see this thing going down the road and like, holy cow, look at that legitimate lawn care company right there. And all of our stuff inside that trailer is safe. It's dry. It's stored nicely in one place, put away where it belongs. Every single time you go out, it's going to be right where it should be. And that's important. Right now, when we're in the landscape trailer, which we are selling to use to purchase another landscape trailer that's a little bit bigger, so grow and reinvest, we are really thinking about how our equipment is just so much better off than when it was on that landscape trailer. You know, it sat out in the rain a few times. It's weathered. It's going down the road and getting smacked by the air and the wind when you're on the road. Like, gas cans are just kind of there. They're strapped down, but they're there. And, you know, sometimes they tip over because you just didn't have a system to have them in one place locked in. And having them in this enclosed trailer is just going to allow us to kind of organize a little bit better and keep everything away from the elements. And that's going to be key for us in 2022. The marketing, the looking like a professional business, growing our business this way is going to be super important for anybody out there. Year 1, year 2, year 10. Again, we're heading into year 2, and these are the things that we're jumping into now. we're taking it seriously. This is something that I've really expressed I wanted to do for a long time, and I actually am acting on that. Act on your dreams. Act on the things that you're passionate about. You might seem a little crazy, and I'll tell you, my fiance thinks I'm nuts. But I sat down with her today. We talked numbers. She still thinks I'm nuts, but she sees where I'm coming from. She sees how it works. She sees how it's possible. Now, as long as I can make all of that come to fruition, which I have high hopes in myself, and I understand how I can do it. I have a team surrounding me. I have support from family, from friends, from the local area, my customers that I had last season who are coming back this season, who are very happy with us. In year one, where we were still learning, now we're in year two, and we've learned a lot and still learning, obviously. But we have a lot more to bring to the table now. And I'm excited to show them that and show them what we can do. And I want everyone who's listening, you know, maybe leave a comment on our Instagram page and tell us where you're at in your business and what's your favorite thing that, you know, maybe your customers have said to you. What was your best review you've ever had? Now, I think I have one or two reviews on Google right now. It's nothing crazy. But again, things I'm implementing in 2022. Look for that podcast coming soon. You got to get people to review your business. It's going to make you look so legitimate. Now, that's actually something too that I obviously know this. If you have any ounce of entrepreneur in your blood, which you're all listening to this podcast, so I absolutely know you do. Something I read in Paul Jamison's 101 Proven Ways to Make More Money in Lawn Care. One of his things was get reviews. And I knew it already, but reading it was just like, I'm glad he put this in there. I am so glad he put that in there. Get your family, get your friends who, you know, you're helping out. Put a review on there. And obviously, like, a review that actually talks about you doing lawn care and not just like, oh yeah, I like that kid, I grew up with him. Someone you did lawn care for, you know, post pictures to your Google, the Google My Business. And these reviews are going to fly in if you're just talking to your customers who are happy. Don't try to get reviews from like the unhappy customers. That makes no sense. The customers who are thrilled with your work while you got them hooked, say, listen, I really could use a Google review. I'm so happy you're happy, and that would help my business so much. If there's anything that you would like to do to give back to us, that one thing would mean so much to our business. And there is your sneak peek to what's going to be coming in the next few podcasts. Things that I'm implementing in 2022 to grow our business and just change everything about our business, the way we do it, the way we handle our customers, and the way we're going to be perceived by new customers. We're growing, and I am excited. And I hope everybody else is excited. I am going to post a picture of the 20-foot trailer as we start adding some personal touches to it as well, get some racks in there and everything hanging up. I am excited to share all that. I'll put that on the Blades Instagram. I'll also share that on the Lawn Care Together podcast Instagram. So you have to follow both if you want to see it. There's a couple other things that we will talk about here in terms of getting ready for spring. Getting your equipment ready. We got some of it started today. Some things need a little bit of work. Like I said, I'm getting the Simplicity serviced. I'm looking to get those two Ferris mowers. I'm going to give you an update on that in the next podcast because we haven't secured the financing for it yet. It's just something that we talked to the dealer about. We figured it out. I'm going to reach out to the financing company, see what we need to do for that. Maybe pull the trigger here in the next few days and you're going to see what we come out with. I will share that we're looking to get a 52-inch stander and a 52-inch sit-on. So two beefy commercial mowers, one that we know is in stock, has a good stock, and the other one should be in stock here in the next month or so. So we should have them for the season, and we got to pull the trigger now or we're not going to get them. You know what I mean? It's getting to that point. Everyone's in the rent or frenzy season, so that's all I'm going to share. I'll tell you what they are in the next few episodes. I will tell you if we secure the financing. We might just get one. We might get two. I would love to get to, and I think we need to get to, for all these business things to come to fruition. I will talk about that again in the next few podcasts. Thank you so much for listening in today. I hope you enjoyed the show. I just wanted to give that quick little update and talk about our trailer, things that you need to do to grow your business in 2022. Welcome on the new listeners. I know I'm getting a bunch of follows on the Lawn Care Together podcast Instagram, and that's because we're hitting the spring season. People are starting to listen. I just want to say I appreciate everybody being here. I say it in every episode, but I really do. I truly appreciate you guys listening, and I hope that you're growing with us. Anything that I say in these podcasts, you take back and think, will that work for our business? Yes or no? I'm in Northeast Pennsylvania. It might not work for you down south. It might not work for you out west. It might not work for you over in Australia, but who knows? It might. It might be just the thing you needed to hear. It might, you know, you might need that kick in the butt to realize, is it worth me spending $500 a month to bring in $4,000? The $3,500 like profit cash flow is obviously going to be key to business growth. You just have to make a $500 investment every month to bring in another $3,500 or maybe more. It's these little things, thinking business-minded, owner-minded, and getting out of that employee mind trap. Again, I appreciate everybody being here. I'm rattling on because I'm excited. I have so many things I want to share, but I got to split them up. I got to put in other podcasts. But again, thank you. And we'll catch you in the next episode. Have a good one.